Treasure Mountain has long been a target of criticism for its poor design with narrow, dead-end hallways and dark interiors. During class changes, students and teachers have complained about extreme crowding, and some have claimed it is a sick building. It was built in 1982, and the usefulness of the building was discussed in the first task force meeting on February 12th. Attendees discussed if the facility is safe and structurally sound enough to accommodate this year's snow loads, along with any potential seismic events. Director of Buildings and Grounds Todd Hansen says his team monitors all the schools for snow loads. During the winter break, he hired a snow removal company to shovel the Treasure Mountain roof.
Because it rained and it got a little heavy with the ice, that we did shovel that roof off. I had that roof shoveled, and that's unusual. Usually we don't have to. But anyway, we cleared it off when the school was out last week. You know, when it was built at an 80 pounds per square foot snow load. And, you know, now the snow load, I think it's 126, I think. And that's the current snow load. And, you know, anyway, it's totally legal, but we just have to watch it carefully.
Hansen brought in a structural engineer to look at the roof, which has flat design on the interior of the building. Snow sloughs off the edges where the roof is slanted.
And he said everything, you know, looked great. It wasn't sagging. But just because of the weight on there, I just wasn't comfortable. So, and neither was he, the structural engineer. He recommended we get the snow off the roof and the ice, and so that's what we did.
Hansen says in 2015, right before the school bond failed at the ballot box, they evaluated the seismic integrity of the building by using X-rays to look inside some of the walls.
Company we had, they went around and did like a lot of the bearing walls. And there was, you know, it wasn't missing a lot of steel, but it was missing a few that made them concerned.
Hansen says the seismic inspection resulted in recommendations that were cost prohibitive.
And that's where to go back, it was so expensive that we thought, well, you know, let's replace the building. It was just a fine line. And by the time you added up the cost and repairing the electrical and the plumbing and widening the walls and making the halls go around so it was a better flow for the kids,
Hansen says there's a long-standing stigma that goes along with the Treasure Mountain School, but he says it's safe.
And I agree there's some bad parts, but it's a safe building, and I just, you know, it's been a sick building. They claim that, you know, and I've done so much testing over the years, you know, air samples and water and, you know, everything you could think of to make sure that everything's healthy, and I've yet to find anything wrong.
There are 7 meetings scheduled in March for the public to give input on the school district master planning process. Go to pcschools.us for details. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.